cottonseed, you know, in the heavier sack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? Because well, they're all paper sacks now, I guess. That they
I know it's all paper sacks now. That's where it's much wasted.
Mm-hmm.
But they either had these old brown knit sacks for Guyana mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But way back then, they had these white sacks mm-hmm. to put Guyana in it. But the cottonseed meal and hulls and mm-hmm. things in. But I reckon you would call it some kind of I don't know what you call it.
Just feed sacking, I guess.
Yeah, just feed sacking.
That's what they wanted to do. Uh-huh. If you bought groceries, though, in a grocery store, what did they use to put your groceries in?
They used wooden boxes most of them days. Now it's pasteboard boxes and sacks.
Uh-huh. That's that. When you wanted your horse to go faster, what did you do to him?
Give him a little switch.
What'd you use to give him a switching wheel?
Oh, we used to have belly whoops. Oh, yeah.
Stuck it up in the side of the belly.
Yeah.
What would you call the amount of corn that you take meal to get ground, or the amount of wood that you could carry? How did they measure? You know, they had different ways of calling measurements of things.
Well, they had these round wooden things like
peck measure.
Mm-hmm.
Peck measure or half measure measure,
mm-hmm.
whichever they mounted, you know. It's just sort of made round like a, you've seen these round cheese boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they fixed round on this. It's made out of different.
Now that's one I don't remember. I've been to a grits mill. I remember going to a grits mill and having wheat ground or corn. But now I don't remember the measure. What about wood? How did they measure wood?
Well, they measured it by the cord. Half cord, a whole cord. Cut it 4 feet length. And stack it up 4 foot high and it'd be a cord, wouldn't it?
Half cord.
Half cord.
Well, they got a...
Yeah, that's right.
Not many people know that kind of measure, now do they?
No, they ain't.
Know how much?
I've hooked up wood, cord wood, but I don't know. It's like I said, I've been here too long to remember.
Well, now when you're talking about you, I had your buggy. Well, of course, now, I remember a buggy well, because we had the buggy to play with. You know, we'd ride down the hill in it. Of course, they didn't use it no more for the horses. But what were the parts that they hooked the horses to?
Shaves.
The shaves. Or in a wagon, if they were going to hitch two of them up, what'd they call the part that they hitched
to? Well,
they
got a tongue once between them.
Right. And then, of course, they all had, we said, the tool shed out there. They had to keep the harness and all.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that they used to mend the wheels with, they had to knock them back on.
That was a shop.
The shop, yeah, the thing though that they used to put the shoes on the horses with, drive the nails on the horses with.
Uh-huh. He's horseshoed.
Yeah. What's that?
It's
driving
nails.
Uh-huh.
That is a hammer. You
can
put a hammer driving nails.
If you
have them. You have to make a crevice with it, and you have a thing to pull off with.
Is that called a raft? Rasp.
He's old blacksmith.
Ronnie, in Griffin, you were a blacksmith
yeah,
that
time. Last one they had. Yeah.
You were the last yeah, blacksmith in Spalding County.
That's right.
Mm. And you know, for a long time, they didn't have much need, and horses are bad. People in general again, so you could if you felt like it were able,
yeah.
You could. It's one of the real shortages they have.
That's right.